I don't think he played well enough. I mean, that's, but I think that's across the board. I just don't want to pin it on him. I know the one play coming out of the half, there was a miscommunication. We ended up turning the ball over, which is unacceptable. But I just think across the board, it's hard for your quarterback to look good when the guys around them aren't playing to our standards either. So I'll reserve final judgment till I see the tape. But it was it was a frustrating night for everybody. Not his best night. And I think he has to know that's what the NFL is all going to be all about for him, especially early. That he lines opposite once we get Joe back, which we should this week. That it's going to be more of the same. So it was a good learning experience for him. But that's something he's got. He played well against Washington, but I think at the corner position, more so than most, it is a what have you done lately business, and he needs to be more consistent week in and week out. We did have some bright spots on teams. I thought at times we defended the run well in certain situations, but you just can't give up chunk plays, and you have to get off the field on third down. He did, and I just think that just comes with playing. He needs to play. I mean, as I've said a bunch of times, there's no substitute for live game reps at NFL speed, and I think that was good work for him. That's why at the end still, took the time out, just wanted to just as many reps as we could get him in the 2 minute. Then after he got sacked, we just went ahead and let it run out. Yeah, I think Gabriel's flashed. He's done some good things. I know Charles Johnson made a couple catches. Hawk, I mean, Armstrong had the touchdown. I think Hawkins has shown his ability in the slot to get open. I think Jordan had a catch or two early. But I just think overall as an offense, we need to find ways to be more productive, stay on the field. It's just disappointing that it was. I think we had circled this date, and to me, when you play at home, you only get one chance to make a first impression for your fans, even though it is the preseason, and that to me is disappointing. That our fans deserved a better performance tonight. They showed up ready to go, revved up, and we didn't give them much to cheer about.